Ott was convicted of murdering 16-year-old Jessica Payne based almost solely on the testimony of one man who has since recanted. Attorney John Prey of the Wisconsin Innocence Project says the new DNA evidence his team brought to light is very strong evidence that Payne was murdered by someone else. Semen found on Payne did not come from Ott, and none of Ott's DNA was found at the scene of the crime.
It doesn't 100% prove his innocence, but it's very strong evidence of innocence, and I think that's what the Court of Appeals thought as well. I suppose until they figure out who this person who contributed the DNA is, it's always hard to say the crime is solved.
That's the attitude that both Milwaukee police and the district attorney's office is taking. A police spokeswoman says the DNA doesn't prove Ott wasn't the murderer, and an assistant district attorney says he'll look closely at the ruling before deciding whether or not to appeal to the state Supreme Court. Meanwhile, Ott remains at the Columbia Correctional Institution in Portage. John Prey says when he called Ott on Tuesday to give him the good news, he was elated.
I think it took a little while to sink into him because he was sort of speechless at the start. But, of course, he was really happy that his nightmare might be closing in on an end.
Prey has petitioned the court to allow Ott to be released on bail until a new trial is scheduled, but unfortunately for Ott, that won't happen in time for him to go home for Christmas. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.